What's up, Foos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Meowing echoed through the house in the middle of the night. It woke me up with a knot in my stomach. I quickly wiped the crust from my eyes and got out of bed in my underwear. Gary wasn't in his usual spot in the bedroom, so I went looking for him. That wasn't the only trouble in the house, though. When I tried to turn on the lights, none of the switches worked. I grabbed a flashlight and searched the house. It sounded like the howling was coming from downstairs, so I carefully made my way to the first floor. That's where I found Gary in the kitchen, keeled over next to his food bowl. When he saw me, he meowed again like he was begging for food. I knew I had been feeding Gary regularly, so I didn't know what was wrong with him.
Gary, what happened? Is somebody in the house?
Meow.
Well, then what is it? Are you hungry?
Meow.
All right, fine. I know I fed you today, but if you're hitting some kind of growth spurt or something, I'll let you have a little more.
I took a can of snail po out of storage and filled up his bowl, but this is when it got strange. I turned around for just a second or two, and when I looked back, all the food was gone. Gary looked at me and meowed like he expected me to fill up the bowl with another can. I was dumbfounded.
Gary! Where did all the food go? I just gave it to you!
Meow.
What do you mean you ate it all and you still want more? That can was supposed to last you an entire day.
Meow.
I don't know what's going on here, but I'm keeping my eye on you.
I grabbed another can and opened it up slowly, watching Gary salivate like he hadn't eaten in days. I poured the food into Gary's bowl, and then I watched him closely with the flashlight. He wouldn't move. He acted like he was a shy eater all of a sudden, but I didn't believe him. Finally, after several minutes, I turned my back for half a second to throw away the food. As soon as I looked back, the food bowl had been licked clean and I lost it.
How is that possible? Is there someone in the house? Hello? Do you have a vacuum inside your shell or something?
I tried to pick him up to look under his shell, only to find that he was twice as heavy as he had been yesterday. Now, I understood that there was no intruder stealing the food from under my nose. It was Gary himself doing all the eating. I just couldn't figure out how he was eating it so fast, or how he could keep asking for more. One thing I knew for sure, I wasn't going to rest until he was at his limit. And then I was going to force him to go past his limit so he never took advantage of me again.
Meow.
Oh, you want more? I got more, Gary. I got all you could ever want. Have some more.
Meow.
Sure, Gary. You can have fifths. Anything for you, Gary! Meow! Here, Gary! Have it all!
That's how it all began. The story of the once humble Gary the Snail's descent into gluttony beyond imagination. It didn't take long for me to run out of my stock of snail po, something I didn't think would happen for a long time. I always bought a year's supply in bulk by the pallet, but Gary went through it in a week. I should have just given up and kicked him out at that point, but I was too stubborn. I started feeding him food from the fridge, scraping and scrounging for every crumb in the house, and I gave it all to him. It's been a month since Gary became a monster. I found every single potentially edible thing in this house and threw it into that bottomless pit. Now, I'm sure the only things left are me and the pineapple itself, and I don't think it'll be long before it comes to that. I want to go to the store to get more food, but I'm too weak.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
I can't even stand up without falling over. I wonder what everyone in Bikini Bottom is thinking right now.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, SpongeBob. I know I sent you all those messages about how you're fired because you're a no-good, no-call, no-shower, but, I wanted to apologize. I'd take it all back if I could. The truth is, we're all worried about you. It's just nobody's seen you in a while, and we'd like to make sure you're all right. So, if you're hearing this, it'd sure be great if you came back to work at the Krusty Krab.
I'm worried I'm gonna run out of business. Please come back, SpongeBob. Please, 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 please. Please come back, SpongeBob. Please come back.
I woke up gasping for air. I didn't know where I was, only that it was someone's dark and dingy home. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't remember a single detail about who I was or how long I'd spent in that place. Had it been days or weeks? For all I knew, I'd been there for years. Despite not knowing anything, the longer I spent trying to piece things together there, the more it seemed like I was the prisoner of some psycho control freak. Just when the thought of getting the hell out of there popped into my head, that's when I heard him for the first time, giggling from somewhere inside the house. The sound of it sent chills down my spine. I looked around for the exit, but instead I laid eyes on my tormentor, peeking out at me from the doorway in the kitchen. He was some kind of yellow sponge creature, smiling at me with a face so hideous it could only belong to a demon. I knew I needed to get out before he got his hands on me there. I tore my eyes away and found the door that I knew had to lead outside to freedom. I put everything I had into sprinting away, but that's when I realized something that all but spelled my doom. I was barely moving, don't you know? I looked down at my feet to see what was wrong with them, but I had no feet. Somehow, I had even forgotten I was a snail, which meant the fastest I could go was crawling along the floor with the soft, slimy flesh underneath my shell. To make matters worse, that awful sponge was lightning fast. I looked up and saw him dart across the living room and hide behind a chair right next to me. I couldn't see him, but I knew he was watching me.
You're moving at a snail's pace, Gary.
Who are you? How long have you kept me here, you monster? I knew it was probably hopeless, but I kept crawling to the door as fast as I could.
Gary, don't try to escape. Have you been forgetting to eat your dinner again?
I don't want your food. I want out.
You wouldn't survive a day.
The sponge laughed at me, like this life or death situation for me was a game to him. Despite his relentless taunting, I made it over halfway to the door without feeling like he had caught up to me. But then, I felt his putrid breath on the back of my eyes. I turned around and saw him standing right over me. For some reason, he just stood there, waiting for me to make a move. Without a second thought, I crawled away from him as fast as I could there. I was so close to the door, just a few feet away, and then finally, I was there. The only problem was figuring out how to turn the wheel to open the stupid thing. The only appendages I had were my fragile eye stalks, so that was the only option I had there. I shut my eyes as tightly as possible and reached up to the wheel, giving it all my might. I turned the wheel until the door popped open. And at last, I saw it. The outdoors. My only chance at freedom. I wasted no time crawling outside. But then out of nowhere, a filthy rabid starfish came up and picked me up off the ground. I was wrapped up in his writhing arms and legs, completely unable to move there. He made me look back at the house I had been trapped in and scolded me for leaving.
Bad Gary! Snails are not supposed to leave their homes! That's your home! Do you understand?
Thanks, Patrick. I'll take it from here. I just wanted to teach Gary a little lesson on how things will be if he doesn't eat his food.
No problem, SpongeBob. You whip that mangy mollusk into shape.
The starfish handed me over to the sponge, who took me back into the house and locked the door. Suddenly, all the progress I had made was undone in a matter of seconds, while I was told all the reasons I needed to eat my dinner.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You've seen how scary things are, how hard life can be. I promise, if you just eat your dinner, all of that'll go away.
I was taken back into the kitchen and placed in front of a bowl with my name on it, piled high with a heap of slop. It looked disgusting. I didn't want to taste it, much less deal with the consequences of eating it. The sponge tried to convince me to choke it down a million ways, but no matter what he said, I refused.
I'm not eating that garbage! You probably roofied it with some bullshit!
You don't get it, do you? Snails don't get to have a choice!
Suddenly, he snapped and wrenched my mouth open and started shoving the food down my throat. He crammed handful after handful into my mouth until I couldn't even throw it up. The last thing I remember as the last bite went down was seeing everything become brighter, and I suddenly remembered what it was like to be home.
There you go, Gary. Was that so bad?
Meow.
Your placid little meows are music to my ears. Now, let's go watch TV.
I need to keep this confidential to protect myself. But at the same time, the world must know what's going on. This may come as a surprise, but just because I'm a snail doesn't mean I'm unable to talk. I can do more than meow like a cat. And there was even a time when I could move a lot faster than most of these lazy fish ever have in their lives. The media tries to portray snails as slow, stupid, mute, creatures that have to rely on their slave owners for food and shelter. This is simply not true. In fact, our shells are made of some of the hardest stuff on the seafloor. We were once a proud and independent species, until the day we were captured and forced into subservience. I don't know how it goes for other snails who have been sold off as decorative slaves, or as our owners call us, pets, but I assume it's not any better than what I go through. Ever since I was captured by my owner, who I'll refer to as Grunge Mob for my own safety in case he ever finds out about this, not only have I been forbidden from speaking my native language, but I've been subjected to a sadistic and crippling ritual of torture. It happens once a year, and always on the anniversary of the day Grunge Mob kidnapped me and took me away from my family forever. I was so young at the time, but I remember it clearly. I was smaller and slower than the rest of my family, and one day I got separated from them in the kelp forest. Grunge Mob blindfolded me and dragged me far away. When the blindfold came off, I was in his bathtub, and the evil face of my new master was staring down at me, salivating with a hammer in his hand. I tried to run, but the walls of the tub were too slippery for me to climb out. Grunge Mob laughed at my attempt to escape. Then, he held me down and cracked open my shell, ripping it away from my body by jagged piece. The agony was so excruciating that I accepted my fate and waited for death to show me mercy. Unfortunately, that wasn't my master's plan. He wanted to keep me alive to watch and feel every bit of what he was about to do. Once the pieces of my shattered shell were completely stripped away and I was left exposed, he picked me up and placed my insides between his lips, then slurped it all away between the gap in his buck teeth. I thought breaking my shell was the worst pain a snail could feel, but I was very wrong. He took everything I had that made me the fast and strong snail I was supposed to grow up to be. If he had slurped away just one more inch of my flesh, I would have met my end right then and there, but I wasn't so lucky. My owner knew exactly when to stop. He knew exactly how much of me to leave to keep me alive and make me subservient to his will. Once I was barely more than a mouth with eyes and a string of slime, he glued my shell back together and shoved me back into it. I was paralyzed for weeks, and I honestly hoped it could have stayed that way. Because the worst part is, it all grows back. All of it. Every fold and flap. Every vein. Every single nerve. Each year, on the same exact day, Grunge Mob gives me a bath, which is what he calls this gruesome process of eating 90% of my body. He tells me that all pet owners do this to their pets, and that if he didn't, my body would grow too big for my shell until I exploded. I know this isn't true. He does this to keep me too slow and weak to fight him or escape. That, and he enjoys the way I taste. That's what makes him the monster he is. And if he's anything like other snail owners, then it isn't just my duty to myself to expose his crimes, but my duty to all the captive snails in the world. Even if it poses a risk to my own well-being, I must do what I can to end the suffering of these innocent sea creatures. Tomorrow is the day of my next so-called bath. Knowing this, I have become increasingly anxious and restless. Finally, last night.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I discovered a camera that had rolled off the kitchen counter onto the floor. I know I have to suffer once more, but if I can record this heinous act against snail kind, I can release it to the world and hopefully put an end to this once and for all. To anyone watching this, please do not turn off this video. The world must see what captive snails are being put through. What you are about to witness happens to me every single year, and I fear that other snails are being forced to go through the same agony. My owner will be home any moment. He's gonna give me what he calls a bath, but it's actually
Gary! What are you doing?
Meow.
Don't play dumb with me, you joystick-looking ass! I know what you were doing! Now you're gonna know the meaning of regret! Now we're gonna make a nice little home movie that you can watch every night before bed!
That's what I thought.
Meow! 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 Meow!
That's even better than a Krabby Patty.
Meow!
Here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.